Iraq war movie The Hurt Locker has taken the Oscars by storm, winning 6 of the major film honours, including Best Film and Director for Kathryn Bigelow. Bigelow became the first woman to win an Academy Award for Best Director, while Jeff Bridges and Sandra Bullock won the Oscar for Best Actor and Actress. We spoke to Adjunct Professor of Cinema at the University of Southern California, Babette Buster, about this year's winner for Best Film.
The Hurt Locker is an exceptional war movie. It's about those young men on the front lines of defusing suicide bombers and the horrible, you know, problem of being out in Iraq and Afghanistan with these remote bombs that could be detonated at any moment. And these are the young men who have to go in and defuse these bombs under horrific pressures. And it's a true story. It feels documentary style. It's exceptionally emotionally well-directed, well-acted. They couldn't be more different, Avatar and The Hurt Locker. Kathryn Bigelow has successfully made us feel what it would be like to be a young man under the pressure of defusing a bomb that will not only kill him, it will kill everybody within a several-mile radius. So I feel it's authentic and true and visceral and painful. It is the one war movie that nobody has seen, whereas Patton, Platoon, Deer Hunter, those are all movies that won Best Oscar, and they would have been huge hits by today's numbers. And The Hurt Locker is still not seen by anyone, nor have any of the other Iraq dramas that have been well made. People are simply not wanting to see films about this conflict.